A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Chops the first one that he sees down to Bone. We'll go the short way to finish off this inning. We got to see it, and Skeens made it a short visit. Libby loves it, and America probably starting to love this guy right here.
Paul Skeens gets Aaron Judge to roll over. Ground ball to third. After walking Juan Soto, I'll put the walk in quotation marks because I thought that was strike three. And if catcher just framed the ball up, if the catcher caught the ball, that's struck in. But we did get to see the matchup we all wanted to see with Aaron Judge. What is the word you would use to describe Paul Skeens' performance? 412-928-9370. That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends, our great friends at Guardian Protection. Give me a word, Dorm.
I got two words. On par.
You can't use two words. You're cheating. On par is a really good description,
yes,
though.
On par. Yes. Par.
That's fair.
Par.
Just drop the on.
Yeah. You know, it's not a birdie. It wasn't an eagle. It was definitely wasn't a bogey. It was a par. A nice par four that you're supposed to do. It's supposed to par the hole. It's not too long. It's not too short. You parred the hole. Par.
Man, this happens all the time. And the more we've worked together, it is a good thing because it's great for the show, but it drives me nuts. Like, I come in, I'm like, oh, what's the word? Let me think of a good word. I'm going to nail this. And then you do better. Par is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. It wasn't spectacular, but he threw up a zero. So that's a good performance for Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of rubbed me, and this is not fair at all, the wrong way, is he was so efficient.
Yeah.
That inning went like that. If he had done that for the first inning or two against the Brewers, we're probably talking about Paul Skeens right, pitching a no-hitter because it was just so easy for him out there. And the word that I would use is anticlimactic because he gave us the Judge performance and Juan Soto. Screw that guy. I am so annoyed by Juan Soto.
Wait, why?
Because Juan Soto, as he's jogging up to first after drawing his quote-unquote walk, he points to Aaron Judge because he had said before the game, I'll get on base. I'll make sure that Aaron Judge bats. And so he's jogging to first, and he's pointing to his teammate Aaron Judge like, I got you. You didn't get jack. You were lucky that the catcher dropped the ball because if the catcher catches the ball, your ass struck out. So I don't want you pointing to Judge. I got you, man. No,
you don't think he leaned in? You don't think he leaned his arms in? I feel like he leaned his arms in.
What, so that the strike zone looked a little smaller?
Yeah, tighter.
Yeah, okay. I still think if the ball gets caught, it's strike three.
Yeah.
Even though I've seen the slow-mo of it, and I've seen like the still frame photo of it, and that could have gone either way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know if the ball slid across the outside corner, because I have another bone to pick with Fox. The strike zone was too opaque. I could barely see the strike zone. We're watching the replay right now on ESPN. So anticlimactic would be my word, But the funny thing about that, and you saying par as well as your word, is while it wasn't spectacular, he still faced the league's leading hitter, maybe now the best shortstop in Major League Baseball, who's got 28 homers. He faces Juan Soto, and then he faces the best hitter in the game right now, certainly in the American League, if it's not Shohei Ohtani overall, who's in the National League. And he gave up zero hard contact.
Yep.
And he gets the zero. And while unspectacular, he was very good, and it's hard to argue otherwise.
He got some head shakes, too. I mean, Stephen Kwan gave him the side to side. He was just like, or kind of just like kind of head nod, like, oh, all right. Whenever he popped it up the first time, he was kind of like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, it's just a little bit different.
Yes.
A little bit different. And then whenever Soto was up, Soto did that little check swing, and he kind of gave him that up and down, like, okay.
Yes, he
all
did.
All right, young guy.
Yes,
all
he
right,
did.
All right, I got you. I see you.
That was the nastiest pitch of the outing for Skeens. And it was, I think, the first pitch to Juan Soto. He's all geared up for fastball. Whoop. Nasty. You don't get swings like that from Soto.
No.
And really, Kwan, too, he's not, I don't think, or at least before last night, a household name. He hit like 270 last year, and now he's hitting 350. That dude doesn't strike out. That dude barrels a lot of balls. That guy can hit the fastball, and he was geared up for the fastball on the final pitch of the at-bat. He could do nothing with it but a measly pop-up. So maybe it's unfair for me to say anticlimactic. Maybe it's unfair when you hear Doran say it's on par. What's your word? 412-928-9370.
Well, it's anticlimactic for us because we've see him every single start.
Man.
I think for everybody else, it probably was a little bit different experience. It's like, wow, like look what this guy did with the first four batters in the All-Star game. And, you know, nobody got a hit. And he was throwing 100 miles per hour. He threw a splinker. He threw, I think, a changeup as well. He has an array of pitches. And just so enamored by, wow, this is a rookie. But we see him all the time. So for us, it's anticlimactic. It wasn't anything spectacular because we've seen him basically pitch a no-hitter.
Yes.
You know, not everybody has seen that. And now they got their opportunity to see him last night. And I think for other people, the experience was probably pretty good.
That's a really good point by you, is that we are blessed to watch him every day. And we got to share him with the sports world last night. And we got to share him with the baseball world last night. And one thing I did notice with Skeens is he's getting more comfortable, it seems, talking to the media. I thought he did a really good job on the broadcast. I thought he did a good job beforehand. And then another thing I noticed is when he was on the red carpet with Livy Dunn, he was much more at ease. It's true love, Dorn. He's got his boo there with him, and he felt like the weight of the world was off his shoulders. I thought he was much more expansive on that red carpet with Livy, and then she's mic'd up, and it is very much reminiscent of what's going on with Taylor Swift and with Travis Kelce, and I think Major League Baseball was really smart to have Livy Dunn mic'd up and to make a lot of the red carpet stuff Livy Dunn-centric. It was a really good interview. Greg Amsinger and Harold Reynolds on MLB Network. I don't know if you caught it beforehand. It was about 4 or 5 minutes. And Amsinger was asking Skeens all the baseball-related questions. And then Harold Reynolds was asking Livy Dunn all, like, the starlet-related questions. And it was just good. He seemed at ease. And I think he's warming up to understanding his place in Major League Baseball. And what his place is, man, is he can be, and maybe at this red-hot second, the face of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, which is crazy. I mean, going back to the whole Livy Dunn and him feeling comfortable, I mean, he knows that she can talk. I mean, that's what she does for a living. And he's a very, very intelligent person. And he's like, well, I have somebody that likes to talk, loves to be in front of a camera, loves to be in front of a phone, loves the red carpet. I don't. I am going to allude to them. And that happens to be my girlfriend, who I know better than anybody and who knows me better than anybody. So I'm sure that I don't think it was like planned, but I think that they have a great understanding. Like, hey, if we're together, you're going to be in front of the camera and leave me back where I'm comfortable. And I'll answer a couple questions, but you take it, because she, you know, she's an athlete. Like, I know that people think that she's beautiful, and she is. And she's, you know, has all these followers and NIL and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, she is an athlete, and she's a high-level athlete. Like, she – I don't think it takes a lot for her to probably understand what Paul is doing on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And I'm giving her a lot of credit there. But I'm being truthful. I think she understands sports. because she is an athlete.
No doubt.
So I think that he's comfortable with her answering questions about baseball and about what he does, because she probably does know and she does pay attention.
Yeah, there is no question that she is savvy.
Oh, very.
When she talked to Hannah Mears on Skeen's debut day, she nailed it. I mean, she nailed it. And then, like I mentioned with Harold Reynolds yesterday, she nailed it. They're on the red carpet, and Paul had a baseball, and he said, can you show the four-seam grip? And she did it with three fingers. He's like, oh, she's got tiny hands. But then she said with Harold Reynolds, I am still in awe, and I can't understand how he throws a baseball so hard. She has all the right things to say. She was on the red carpet for the ESPYs and was asked about Paul getting pulled from the no-hitter, and that was the one that really jumped out to me.
Right.
Because if Skeens was irritated that he got pulled, she wasn't letting that on.
No.
She was smart enough to know, yes, I'm sure he would have liked to finish it, but also I understand where they're coming from. They are baseball's power couple now.
Yes.
And I think he is such a good ambassador for the game. Military background, great family. He gives off to me these Sidney Crosby vibes. And he did meet the moment last night. There's a ton of pressure on this guy, knowing full well where he is in the baseball zeitgeist, and he just goes up there and throws out a zero. While I said the overall, you know, performance, the theater of it all was underwhelming, he delivered again.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to always deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And few and far between that happens for athletes, and he's doing it now a year into his career and only 2 months into in the majors. It's incredible.
It is incredible. And I can go back to a saying that Wanstead used to tell us, and I kind of live by that, like, act like you've been there before. And as easy of a saying that is, I feel like a lot of athletes need to feel like that. Like, act like whenever he would say, when you score a touchdown, act like you've been there before. Like, don't celebrate. Don't showboat. Act like you've been there before. Act like it's a business. It's a job. It's something that you do for a living. And that's how Paul Skeens acts. He acts like he's been there before. Like, this is a job. This is what I'm here to do. This is what I'm good at. And I'm going to go and perform to my highest abilities. And that's kind of, I think, how he approached last night. Yeah, there was a lot of pressure, probably some anxiety as well, because it's uncharted territory. Anything that you don't know in life, I don't care who you are, it's odd. It's you know, it's like, all right, like, I need to figure this out. But if you stick to your guns and know what you do well and act like you've been there before, you get a performance like you saw last with Paul Skeens, and that's exactly how he looked. He looked like he was on the mound at PNC Park.
Yes.
He didn't look like it was an all-star game.
He said he was a little bit nervous because you walk out there and there's fans of every different team, all the different jerseys going up the three decks, and that's a big stadium. It's a cool-looking place. And Jason Mackey will be on with us at 8 o'clock today. He talked to Livy Dunn, so we'll get his thoughts on that and a whole bunch with Jason. But Skeens said, yeah, you look around, you see all these people, but at the end of the day, I'm throwing a baseball.
Right.
And he knows who he is. And it is a sight to see. And so he was also asked, what do you need to accomplish the rest of the way? And he said, we're going to win a bunch of baseball games. That's what he wants to accomplish. He's a team first guy. And it's very Crosby-esque. You can text us 412-928-9370. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Give us word to describe Skeens' performance last night. Anticlimactic, I believe, was mine. Underwhelmed, same kind of thing, but he met the moment. Doran said on par. What do you say? 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We usually don't open up the phone lines this early, but how impressed were you by Paul Skeens last night? 412-928-9370. And also, when we come back, we're going to hear what Paul Skeens had to say after the game about what.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
He learned from this.
Well, plenty of guys leave in the middle of the game. You stuck around all the way to the end. Why did you do that, and what were you able to experience because you stayed all nine innings?
Just being able to talk with the guys was the biggest thing, being able to pick their brains. I was in the dugout for a good portion of it, and then I went under an eight and that kind of thing, and I was eating with a couple, other all-star pitchers. So the only time I'm going to have this opportunity, is today with this team. So I just wanted to, kind of get as much as I could from them. Not anything that would be interesting, really. Stuff that's probably going to help me over the course of my career. I've been talking with Chris Sale, who's been to eight of these, I think, and Glasnow and Logan Webb and Hunter Green and guys like that. Even if I get one tiny, piece of advice or something that can, one tiny nugget from them, that's it could help.
Oh my God. I'm in love. I love him. You're just shaking your head.
Yep.
Or nodding your head.
Yep.
Shaking would imply that you're, but nodding implies, yeah. What made you shake your head or nod? Damn it.
Because that's what, any athlete is really required to do, is to get as much knowledge as possible, to learn from, the people that are already there, especially if you're a young athlete and a pro athlete. Like, anytime I was around, and obviously Skeens is way different than I. He's way better at what he does than I was, but I can relate because, of just my experiences. Like,
of course.
Anytime I was around Larry Fitzgerald, like, I was like, I am going to ask him as many questions as possible. We're different players. I get that. But he is one of the best in the game. And if I have an opportunity to be around him, I'm going to ask questions. 2 weeks ago was around my Uncle Ron, who, everybody knows was one of the first black coaches in college football. It's my opportunity to ask him as many questions as possible to just pick his brain. Like, but then whenever you have a caliber of athlete that is of the Larry Fitzgerald, of the Paul Skeens, and to still have the wherewithal to do that, and knowing that you're dominating, but you still want to get better, you still want to learn, you still want to have as many weapons in your arsenal as possible, then you really got a big time talent and big time athlete in person.
It's why I don't only compare Skeens to Crosby with the athletic achievement or the talent. Or excuse me, it's why I don't only compare them with their demeanors, and it's about what I think Skeens can achieve as an athlete. There we go. I got my signals crossed in my brain there. He always, Crosby, would get better at the thing he thought he was worst at every offseason. He was not a great shooter of the puck, and he got better and led the league in goals 1 year. He was not a great face-off guy. Now he's one of the best in the NHL because he sees his inefficiencies, few and far between as they may be, and he works at them. Paul Skeens, to me, injury aside, this is going to sound maybe nuts and hyperbolic, Paul Skeens is as sure thing an all-time great as I can really remember, because he's got the size, he's got the stuff, he's got the brains, and he's got the work ethic. And it seems like baseball, like Crosby with hockey, is it for him.
Yeah.
Hey, you can even see, and we talked about Livy Dunn earlier, you can see sometimes in these Instagram stories, like, he'll be like, he'll come in and she'll be filming him. And I think he accepts it because he loves her and everything that she brings, but he just wants to be baseball, baseball, baseball. I think when it's all said and done, we're going to be sitting here talking about one of maybe like the 10 best pitchers of all time, because he's the perfect storm of athlete and brain mm-hmm. and work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's too early to say that through 11 major league starts.
You almost, it's like you build him in the lab. Like, if you want to build the ultimate pitcher, if you're playing like MLB The Show, like, you're building him. And just like every reason why you said, but the thing that's crazy is that he is going to get better. You know, he is going to get better. He has 11 starts. You know, and this is how you get better. People think that you only get better as an athlete, as physical, of working out. And you look at his routine, where he has that big old backpack on his thing, and he's kind of throwing his shoulders left to right doing that. That's how people think that, oh, he's going to get better because, you know, his routine, and he's working out, and he's training. Like, no, he's training his mind whenever he has downtime. Like, it's supposed to be his downtime. He's supposed to be just eating, but he's actually learning. He's always going to get better. And like we said, barring all injuries, like, the sky is the limit. It really is, because he is never going to stop. He is like a Terminator. He's not going to stop until he's can't throw a baseball anymore. Till literally he can't throw a baseball. Who knows how long that, I mean, if he doesn't get hurt, I mean, 40 some years, he's never going to stop, and he's never going to stop learning. And you're exactly right about Crosby. That's exactly how Crosby operates. It's hockey, and I'm going to train. I'm going to train on the things that I'm bad at to make them the things that I'm good at. The things that I'm great at, I'm going to keep. But whenever, you know, these guys assess their seasons and assess their games, they always look to get better. And it doesn't always have to be physical.
I didn't know that guys would leave the All-Star game after it's done.
Me neither.
I guess that's a thing. I love that Skeens didn't.
Right.
I don't know why anybody would. He just absorbed it, and he's talking to some of the great pitchers in Major League Baseball and just picking their brain. And John Smoltz on the broadcast, when Skeens threw a not great slider, it was a non-competitive pitch, he said, that's the one pitch Skeens needs to work on. And that's the same pitch we saw him paint backdoor in his last start whenever he didn't give up a hit. And it was a plus pitch in that one particular moment, but he does not always throw that one with consistency. So that's coming. The changeup, while it's okay, and it's pretty good when you throw 101 and you could drop an 88-mile-an-hour changeup in there, that's only going to get better, because you know he's going to be throwing those a ton in his bullpens, because he just wants to get better at the things that he's not perfect at yet. He's got, what, 3-4 plus pitches and 2 that aren't so good. Imagine, to your point, what he's going to do when he's got 6-plus pitches. And I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to have 6-plus pitches. The splinker, not to make it all great, here, but the splinker was something he worked on and developed it in the offseason, and now it's one of the best pitches in baseball. You give him an offseason for his change, you give him an offseason for his slider, those are going to become plus pitches too, and you're going to have no idea what the hell you're doing up there as a hitter. It's really incredible.
I just hope that he heads into this offseason and they don't mess with him, though. Like, it's one thing for him to incorporate things and to work on certain things, but if they start tinkering, I'm not saying it's going to be bad, but I just, like, he's hands off.
Yeah.
Like,
don't touch him.
Like, seriously, do not touch him. Oscar Marine and the pitching staff and Derek Shelton and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Do not touch him. Trust him to figure the things out. Because if they start tinkering and, you know, I just don't think that, I think he's way ahead of them, honestly.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, In their process, everything. He's way ahead of them. You have to respect that. It's hard to respect a young player. It's hard to respect a player if you're a manager. It's hard to respect a player if you're a coach, especially a position coach, because you think you know best, because you see things a lot more and differently than they do.
Yeah. It's not nefarious. It's, hey, we want to get you even better.
Right. But
just let him be.
Right.
Let him be. Like, Lamar Jackson has gotten better in the pocket. He can.
He needed to.
He needed to, but they didn't force feed that to him initially. You go be great doing what you do, and we'll let the other stuff come, but we're not going to have you come in year one and you're a pocket passer and then the other stuff will come after. No, no, no. You be you, and now he's won two MVPs.
Right.
And when you've got special, and we ain't seen guys like Lamar Jackson, when you got special, let them do their thing.
Yes.
Because if not, we've seen it here. He talked to Tyler Glasnow, for God's sakes. We saw what they could not get out of Tyler Glasnow. Gerrit Cole left here and got better.
Mm-hmm.
Let Paul Skeens be Paul Skeens. So for however long he's here, you get the best version of him. And we're not talking about when he goes elsewhere, eventually, that he had a better career outside of Pittsburgh. Do not let that happen again. We got phone calls at 412-928-9370. John in Evan City. Pete in Burgettstown. We'll get to you guys and more coming up next. And there was another all-star for the Buccos who played last night. He's totally the forgotten guy. We'll talk about him and what he means to this organization as well when we come back, in addition to taking these phone calls.
Yeah, and he's got an opposite field base hit. Reynolds doesn't wait around. None of these hitters are. Very aggressive against Lugo.
There you go. Brian Reynolds, the forgotten all-star, gets a base knock in the game because all that guy does is hit. I want to get into Brian Reynolds coming up in a moment, a question about that guy. But the non-forgotten all-star, Paul Skeens, we have asked you to crystallize last night into one word. His performance, throwing up a zero in that first inning into one word. And here's the first one I got when I tweeted it out. Bonerville. I'm going to need at least a strikeout to get there. Also, I don't think that's a word. Other words we got, strong. Kurt agreed with me, anticlimactic, which I kind of say that in the good sense. Like, he didn't go out there and blow anybody away. We did see a couple of stupid swings, which was awesome. But for him to put up a zero as effortlessly as he did in an all-star game, and then the word be anticlimactic, it tells you just how good people think he is.
Mm-hmm.
Expected's another word I got tweeted. An efficient, solid, solid ho-hum, mustache stick. That's not a word. So a lot of people kind of feeling ho-hum. Not spectacular, but still really good. And we got a call here at 412-928-9370. And that is John in Evan City. Hi, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
One word I came up with was commanding. I thought that every time he goes out there, he's pretty much in command of the situation, and that's what I saw last night.
Thank you so much for the call, 412-928-9370. Well said.
That was. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I mean, he knows what he's doing. I think he's definitely comfortable at this point of being a major league pitcher, and last night showed that, and it's against, you know, some best, and actually all the best that he faced in the top of the order there. So he definitely had the command.
I don't feel bad about criticizing Bruce Bochy for not having Judge in the top three, but I can see why he did what he did. You got the league's leading hitter hitting 350. You're going to lead him off. You got a great player in Gunnar Henderson who's hit 28 homers. You're going to put him second. Juan Soto third. Like, you're trying to win a game, I guess, too. And we ultimately did get to see the thing. I do wish that Judge didn't swing at the first pitch.
I know.
Like, come on, Judge.
I know.
Feel it out. Create some theater. We don't need you going up there swinging to the first pitch. He wanted to go to Tater Town.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was on that. But isn't that nuts, too? You know he's sitting dead red heat, and he just chops the thing measly to third base.
Yep.
I mean, Soto said he was trying to go up there and hit a home run, and then once he got to two strikes, he's like, all right, I'm just going to try to get on base. Still think he struck out. Now, back to Brian Reynolds, who we heard his hit coming in at the top of the segment there. Is Brian Reynolds underrated, like, even in Pittsburgh? Like, when we mention the great athletes in town, like, it's Crosby, Skeens, Watt, Minka. I don't think anybody even thinks of Brian Reynolds.
No.
I wonder.
I don't know if he's in that realm yet, though.
I don't think he's. That's fair. I don't think he's quite that. And maybe Quite's doing a lot of work there. I mean, TJ Watt's a Hall of Famer. Uh-huh. Skeens is already on that track. And Minka could be that kind of deal. And Sidney Crosby's a top five player of all time. Maybe he does not deserve to be mentioned in that breath. But he is a top 10 player in the NL right now. And I think a lot of people probably turned their TVs off in Pittsburgh after Skeens pitched. Like, people didn't even care to watch him. I said 2 months ago he's completely overrated, not worth the money. Good on them to pay him. I think he probably deserves more praise and to be talked about more, revered more in this town, because without him, they're not a 500 team right now. They're probably not even close to that.
You're absolutely right. I just think that he's just so oddly consistent that he's just forgotten about. Like, he's not going to... I don't know. It's kind of the whole factor of what Skeens did last night. That's just him as a whole. What is your one word about Skeens? It's like, you know, okay, command, you know, par, you know, what are some of the other words that people called in and said?
Solid ho hum.
Solid ho. That's Brian Reynolds. And I don't think that doesn't move the needle for people.
He's not as flashy as Kutch was when he was winning MVPs, and not as good either, but not as flashy. He's not as flashy as O'Neill Cruz. When Josh Bell went on that tear before the All-Star game a couple of years ago, he was hitting every doggone ball, it felt like, into the Allegheny River. He is missing that requisite flash.
Yeah.
And Skeen's personality doesn't lend itself to go, oh my God, that he's not Jazz Chisholm. Skeens doesn't have this effervescent personality, nor does Brian Reynolds, but Skeens' game has flair.
Right.
There's nothing spectacular about Reynolds' game, but you look up and he's got an OPS over 800. He's hit 18 home runs, a lot of them wall scrapers. He hits the ball the other way. He's hitting 280. He's just solid, man. There's not a lot of holes in his game, and I do wonder if that is one of the reasons why around here people aren't jacked up about Brian Reynolds. When I went to a couple of stores to find a Paul Skeens player tee, couldn't find him. I could have bought the entire station if I wanted to Brian Reynolds t-shirts, because they're not flying off the shelves. And I don't know if it can just be a personality thing. It's probably just that his game lacks the requisite charisma.
Like, I was trying to find another Pittsburgh athlete in comparison of what Brian Reynolds will be, and I kind of landed on Heath Miller. Like, Heath Miller was a top 10 tight end all the time, but you know, every time he caught the ball, you hear Heath, and then that was it, and it would go back to Ben, or go to AB, or go to the flashier players. Like, he's almost forgotten about, but he was so consistent.
Solid.
And he was top 10, top 15 in the NFL every single year, you know, as a tight end, as a complete tight end. So
that's a good call.
Kind of in the same realm as, like, a Heath Miller. Like, you know he's there, you have respect for him, but they're, you know, oddly consistent that they're not going to do anything that wows you, but you know that whenever it's third down, that they come through.
Yeah. It's hard to argue against, obviously, that Paul Skeens is the team's MVP, because they are an above 500 team with him. And when he wasn't on the roster, they were five games below 500. But I think you could make a reasonable argument, though, that Brian Reynolds, like, you could form an argument where you say Brian Reynolds is the team's MVP.
Yeah.
Because he plays every day.
Every day.
And you can also say that they weren't a great baseball team until June, and really towards the end of July. But the one consistent thing every day is that Brian Reynolds is there and he's hitting. And if you're going to title it on our chapter in Callis, could be, let's give Brian Reynolds credit where it's due.
For sure.
Because is he an MVP candidate in the National League? No, not really. But position player wise, he's no question this team's MVP. My hope is he can keep it up in the second half.
Yes, they're going to need it.
They are going to need it, because we're not seeing that yet with O'Neill Cruz. There's not a guy in the lineup that's consistent apart from him. Your calls, 412-928-9370. There is something that bothered me in the All-Star game from last night. And then Derek Shelton dropped a big-time nugget on yesterday's Joe Starkey show. We'll talk about that as well. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up in about 10 minutes here, ha-ha, 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 the Brandon Ayuk rumor mill is back. It's back. It's here all offseason, and it is back. So we'll get into that. Jason Mackey at 8, John Wehner 8:35, and Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. So a jam-packed show live at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville all morning long. Before we get into what Derek Shelton had to say yesterday, which was a big deal, and Doran, you brought this to my attention. I totally missed it. One thing that annoyed me last night, it's twofold. One, that sucked.
Yep.
They suck.
Everybody says it every year.
I know. We say it every year, and it's really not a big deal, and I understand why they do it. So, like I said, twofold. Number one, I want to see nice uniforms in the All-Star game, but here's the second fold. I get why they do it, because if everybody wears their team's uniforms while it's aesthetically pleasing, they ain't selling any new jerseys.
That's true.
So Major League Baseball is trying to make money here. Oh, you like Paul Skeens and you live in Pittsburgh and you got disposable income? You might buy a Paul Skeens All-Star jersey or a Brian Reynolds All-Star jersey. I just wish the jerseys were nicer. I know you don't give a rat's ass about this at all, right?
What they used to do is they would have them wear the league uniforms for the Home Run Derby.
Correct.
And then the individuals for the game. For some reason, they switched a couple years ago.
Well, I think I nailed why they switched it, because now you're going to sell pitchers' uniforms as well, who wore it in the All-Star game.
True.
But I liked the aesthetic before of everybody would wear their home jerseys, and you'd have sort of the what's the word I'm looking at? The kaleidoscope of colors.
I also think that it's, you know, a little bit looking out for the players. Like, if I'm an All-Star, I want to frame my All-Star jersey.
That's cool, yeah.
That actually shows that I was an All-Star.
Yeah.
Like,
instead of just a patch or something.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah. And from my regular jersey all year, like, I want my All-Star jersey on my All-Star hat, my All-Star uniform, and, you know, put it in. You know, keep it to show that I was an All-Star in my house.
That's a pretty good point.
Yeah. I don't know how much they're looking at that, but that's what I would want that.
You should look out for the players. All these guys, Major League Baseball's All-Star game's the best because it's just the game. Like, you don't alter the rules. It's not like hockey where you're not going to check. It's not like the Pro Bowl where you're playing base defense and nobody's really trying to hurt each other out there. It's not like the NBA where they play absolutely no defense. Baseball's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ain't going up there and if you're Paul Skeens, I'm throwing 90 mile an hour. I'm not pulling back. It's the game, so it's the best. They should look out for the players, though. They all want to be there, but you don't get a break in Major League Baseball season. It is grueling, and the guys who are there don't get as much of a break. So, yeah, I could see them looking out for the players. Now, you brought this to my attention before the show. This is a big deal. So Shelton was asked by Starkey, like, don't you wish that we get to see Skeens v. Judge? And Shelton, paraphrasing here, said, oh, he'll face him at the end of the year in that series. He's going to pitch all the way through the season. A little slip-up maybe from Derek Shelton. That's a huge deal.
Yeah, that's basically him saying, at least right now, their thought process is we're not shutting him down. And maybe the thought process is saying we're going to make it farther than that game past the Yankees at the end of the season.
Maybe you'll see him in the World Series.
Right. Like, so, I mean, we could take it, you know, not with a grain of salt, a little bit heavier than that. Maybe some hail.
Because he didn't need to say it.
Right, he didn't need to say it. But, you know, we talked about it yesterday about them possibly shutting him down at some point if they know that they're out of it. It seems like that they're probably not going to shut him down and let him pitch the whole entire season.
Mm-hmm. And you brought this up yesterday. From a financial standpoint, it'd be real tough to shut that guy down.
Especially whenever you have a game like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's already kind of drummed up some excitement. It's like, oh, you got a little bit. You got one pitch against Judge in the All-Star game. We'll be able to see him again. Could you imagine them shutting him down and then the Yankees?
Can you imagine from the opposite end of the spectrum, because things are so jumbled in the standings. Can you imagine game 162? Pirates need to win and get in.
Oh, my God.
And it's Paul Skeens against the New York Yankees.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Where's that game at?
Injected into my veins. It's in New York. Am I right about that, Callis, or am I dead ass wrong about that?
No, you're right. It's on the road.
It's on the road. Okay. That might be one. I got to check the date on that. That might be a nice little fan morning show road trip. Go see Skeens at Yankee Stadium.
Please.
That
Callis, what's the date?
That would be awesome.
That would be unbelievable.
Yeah, effort that for us.
29th to the 30th.
Okay, we'd have to check the Pitt and Steelers schedule. We'll have to get right on that. That would be a cool, like, sales deal when we talk to people here and do, like, a bus trip.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because I've never been to Yankee Stadium. Damn it.
Oh, my God.
I ain't ever getting in a bus and driving 6 hours. I ain't getting a bus and driving into the Bronx with your ass driving. No freaking way. So this also kind of hit me in the throngs of this conversation. So the Pirates play the Phillies, and they play St. Louis at home. And then they play Arizona on the road. And we talked about it yesterday. It would make sense if Skeens doesn't pitch the Phillies series because you're competing with St. Louis. You're competing with Arizona for the wild card. But if Skeens gets the ball on Friday or Saturday, you could get him twice in the homestand. And you could make some money if you're the Bucks too.
That's a smart way to think about it.
Yeah. So what do you value more? Do you want him to go twice in this homestand and maximize your earning potential? Or do you want him to go in back-to-back series against teams you're vying for the wild card spot against? That's fascinating to me, what they'll choose to do. My guess is they won't pitch him against the Phillies because of what I just said about the wild card race. But also you'd be building in some extra rest for him. And I think they're going to look to do that when they can.
Mm-hmm.
So that he does finish the season and face Aaron Judge on the road in front of the Fan Morning Show crew at Yankee Stadium.
So if he does pitch against St. Louis, how many days rest would that be? I mean, that's almost like what? I mean, are we like,
yeah, if he
how
goes
much are we
Monday,
counting, how much are we counting last night?
So it's almost built in rest because he only goes one inning instead of six or seven innings last night. And then if he would pitch game one of the St. Louis series, that would be Monday. So he'd
almost
get
2 weeks.
Yeah, he'd get 2 weeks of having a full performance. In 1 week
of one inning.
Yeah. I could see them doing that just to protect his ass.
Mm-hmm.
I could also see them saying, it's Yinzerpalooza, let's make some money. All right, coming up next, we'll get back to Paul Skeens, obviously, a whole bunch on today's show. But Brandon Ayuk, is he available? Wait until you hear what Adam Schefter has to say about that. That's coming up next. We're live at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. We got Jason Mackey at 8 o'clock. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.